The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Lord, I welcome you to the first day in these 12 days of empowerment, January 2018. And I know that your lives will never be the same again in Jesus' name. I say your lives will never be the same again in Jesus' name. Today is the starting day, so we'll try to be as fast as possible, and then we'll fire on from there tomorrow. Foundation for showers of blessing. Foundation for showers of blessing is the topic for tonight. Can we open our Bibles to Ezekiel chapter 34, from verse 25 to 27? The book of Ezekiel, chapter 34, from verse 25 all through to 27. Can we have that drop so that we can see clearly? God bless you. I will make with them a covenant of peace, and will cause the evil beast to cease out of the land, and they shall dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. I will make them and the places round about my hill a blessing. I will cause the shower to come down in the season, and there shall be showers of blessing. Also, we can also open Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. In this series of teachings that we'll be starting, we'll be teaching on the showers of blessing. And I know that that showers will be very visible in somebody's life in Jesus' name. Be expectant. Let your heart be expectant. Because I can assure you, as God liveth, you will be singing a new song after these 12 days. I say you will be singing a new song after these 12 days. In the name of Jesus. What is showers of blessing? Just give us a few definitions for tonight, and we'll move on from there some other time. What is showers of blessing? It is a downpour of extraordinary resources and help from heaven, which can be spiritual, physical, financial, etc., into a person's life. It is a downpour. Someone say downpour. There will be a downpour in your life this time. It is the downpour of extraordinary resources and help and assistance from heaven, which can be spiritual, it can be physical, it can be financial, it can be any kind of help into a person's life. And you are that person. I say you are that person. I say you are that person. If you are that person, shout a big hallelujah. Number two, what is showers of blessings? Showers of blessings simply means it is rainfall. It is rainfall like release of treasures. Rainfall like release of treasures from heaven, which turns a person into the envy of his world. Rainfall like release of blessings into a person's life, which turns the person into the envy of his family, of his neighbors, of his church, of his community. You are that person I'm talking about tonight. If you are that person, shout, I receive it. Rainfall like of treasures from heaven. And when you say treasures, treasures are numerous. There are different kinds of treasures. And the exact type you need will be released to you today in Jesus' name. Number three, what is showers of blessing? It is the spontaneous and continuous flow of the needs and desires of a man or a woman into that person's life. The spontaneous and continuous flow of the needs, the aspirations, the desires, the longings of a person. What the person needs is just flowing in. The children needed are flowing in. The job needed is flowing in. There was a time in my life where I had, I think, about 3 or 4 jobs to choose from at the same time. In the same Nigeria where people are saying there's no job. One person say, please come. 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 It now became a fasting and prayer issue to choose which one must be there. Someone say, showers of blessing. So you are in the right place today. And you are in contact with the right anointing that will move you into that level. I speak to somebody here tonight. There will be a spontaneous and continuous flow of your desires into your life. Can I hear your loudest amen? 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 God wants to end drought, lack, and want in your life. It is not God's desire that you continue in drought and you continue in lack or you continue in want. The world is a desert place. It takes the showers of blessing on a man's life for him to survive this world. The universe is a desert place where life, we always almost want to squeeze everything out of you until the showers come. Man continues to struggle in the desert of life. But as for you, you are coming out of that desert of life in Jesus' name. And our objective in this series of teaching is to show you what it takes to enjoy these showers. How can you assess the showers? That's what we'll be dealing with in these 12 days. What are the strategies? What are the techniques? What are necessary for you to keep the showers flowing permanently to end dryness, to end lack, to end insufficiency, and for it to give way to permanent surplus? Someone say permanent surplus. To the extent to which all that you need, you have excess of it. You're trusting God to get married, and then all of a sudden, like 5 guys are pursuing you at the same time. And you can't find 5 people at the same time. There was a lady like that in our church, one of our daughters here. I think she was here on Christmas Day or so, who was trusting God to get married. And then one day I just saw, I said, come. Are you engaged? He said, no, I'm not engaged. Ah, okay, go. God has done it. And then, like, I can't remember, maybe 2 or 3 months later, she came back and said, I have a problem. I said, problem, girl? What's the problem? She said, like, 3 or 4 guys are after me at the same time. I said, that shouldn't be difficult now. Well, tell me about them. And then all of them were okay, very, very solid. I said, okay, go and fast and pray and come back. God will give you a good problem. I said, God will give you a good problem. She's happily married to one of them now, and she's doing very, very well. Very soon, your testimony will be shared in this church. Your testimony will be shared in this church. And not only in this church. When men will google your name, they will see you at the top. When men will google your name, they will see you with showers of blessing. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Why is showers of blessing necessary? Why? Number one, it is what brings about the end of dryness, austerity, and scarcity. Showers of blessing is what brings an end to dryness, to austerity, and to scarcity. Number two, why do you need showers of blessing? Without showers of blessing, your Christianity becomes a mockery. Until they see something, they won't believe. Jesus told his disciples, I give you power. Oh, yeah, go and be healing the sick. Go and be opening the eyes of the blind. Because if they don't see these things, they will not believe. They will not believe. Until they see evidence. Evidence is what terminates argument. Evidence is what terminates argument. Once there is evidence, say, is this person pregnant? Is this person pregnant? No, she's not pregnant. Is he pregnant? So when the stomach is on 8 months, this evidence is clear. When you say, this person has built a house, they say it's a lie. Is it this kind of person who can build a house? And when they call landlord association meeting, they say strictly for landlord, and you do your hand like this, and you take a chair in the midst of all of them, and you sit down in their midst, and they say, anybody has suggestion, you raise up your hand. You say, I'm the latest landlord among you here. Evidence will always terminate insult. Very soon, there will be an evidence in your life. I said, there will be an evidence in your life. You will not need to tell people that you are praising under showers of blessing. They will see it with their two eyes. If I were you, I would say a louder amen. If I were you, I would say a louder amen. If I were you, I would say a louder amen. A landlord in Lagos is also a landlord here. A landlord in Abuja is also a landlord in Ibadan. Landlord is landlord. Fine, your house can be bigger, it can be whatever, maybe more than. And what that person has is his own house. Very, very soon to become obsolete. Because what you are putting in your home will be the most modern. The tiles that somebody used before, they say, this is a glazed tile. It's wonderful. Marvelous. This one. See, we are even seeing our eyes there. After 2 years, Chinese have brought another one inside Nigeria. And that is the one you will buy. Somebody is here today, your story is changing. Your story is changing. Number three, why do we need showers of blessing? It is needed to give glory to God and pleasure to God. Showers of blessing is needed to give glory to God. Your blessing and your lifting gives glory to God. Say, let your light so shine before all men that they might see your good works. Say, you are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 13. Say, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. Let your light so shine before all men that they might see your good works. And what? They will glorify God. Immediately they see. The next, they say, God, we thank you for this man. My own too is coming. We thank God for this man. We thank God for this woman. My own is coming. Your showers of blessing brings glory to the name of God. Your colleagues see you and they thank God for you. Your neighbors see you and they say, God. They use your name to call on God. You are getting to that level very soon. In the name of Jesus. Number what now? Number four, why do we need showers of blessings? It is needed to enjoy one's life and destiny. Listen, it's better to have blessings in life than to suffer in life with curses. You need the blessing of the Lord to enjoy your life. And I tell you sincerely, you will enjoy your life. See, those who are envious of you and those who are saying that we don't even know what is happening, we don't even know what she's using, they've not seen anything. Because very, very soon, they will open their mouth, they will not be able to close it. I said they will open their mouth, they will not be able to close it. You have to go to them and say, praise the Lord. Also, showers of blessings is needed. And I like this. Showers of blessing is needed for local, national, and international impact. Showers of blessing is needed for local impact, state impact, Nigerian impact, and international impact. Without showers of blessing, you only have room impact. Just one room impact. that will never be your portion. I said that will never be your portion. You know, room impact is microscopic to even local impact. That is, the person's entire life revolves around one room. By the time we finish this program, your level would have changed. Your level would have changed. I say your level would have changed. That was the kind of impact that Joseph was having in prison. Until one day they sent for him, just like they're going to send for you. I said they sent for him, just like they're going to send for you. He was inside a place governing prisoners as a bloody nuisance. He could not afford roll-on. He could not spend money. He could not use phone. He was just there until one day the blessing of the Lord went inside the gates of the prison and brought him out and lifted him to the topmost top. He had not only a local impact, he had a national impact, and he had an international impact because they were coming to buy food from him from other nations. Am I right? They were coming to buy food from somebody who was a nonentity yesterday. Friends, by the time this program will end, God would have changed your level dramatically. Some of you will share the greatest of the greatest of the greatest testimony during these 12 days. And showers of blessing is needed to link a person to riches and joy without sorrow. Proverbs 10 verse 22. It is the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and added no sorrow with it. The blessing, the blessing, the blessing, the blessing, the blessing, the blessing, the blessing. Having said all this, what is the foundation? Because every one of us know the importance of foundation. Nothing can be done without the foundation. This building that we are in, a lot, in fact, the money invested into this building, into the foundation of this building, can build a whole building. The money invested that is under this building can build a whole building. Because over 100 and something trailers of sand and of rocks and all that is inside this, under this foundation, including bags and bags and bags of cement. Foundation is critical. Without paying attention to foundation, one can suffer frustration. Without paying necessary attention, so we can come here and I pray for you from now till tomorrow. I even refuse to break my fast these 12 days. And I'm praying, blessing you. If this foundation is not handled, it's nonsense. What is this foundation? It's called righteousness. Or what you can also call uprightness. Or what you can also call holiness. Uprightness. Righteousness. This was the secret of Job that made him to enjoy showers of blessing. Job chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3. Job chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. That man was perfect and upright. Someone say perfect and upright. Suddenly your voice has gone down. Because this is what you need. This is what I need. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. That man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God. This is the best CV a human being can have. This is the best CV a human, as far as God is concerned, is a perfect man, is an upright man, is one that feared God. And he hated evil. And should evil means you hate evil. You have a distaste for evil. Let's go on now to verse 2. God bless you. Verse 2. Then there was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. Despite his perfectness, he knew how to use the bedroom very well. And his substance also was 7,000 sheep. Someone say 7,000 sheep. And 3,000 camel, and 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 she asses, and a very great house. household. Like he had servants that you can. Abraham had 318 servants. 318. This man had very great servants. So Abraham had 318 soldiers, bodyguards that were always with him. This one, his own, uncountable, very great. So that this man was the greatest, somebody say greatest, of all the men in the East. This was like saying he was the greatest of all the men in America, all the men in Africa. But he was a perfect man. He was an upright man. Don't join the world to pursue showers of blessing outside of these principles. These are the principles that brings about the best of the showers of blessing. A Christian that must enjoy showers of blessing must live a righteous life. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 19, 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 19, the Bible says, nevertheless, the foundation of the Lord standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knowing that then that I is, and let everyone that nameth the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Anyone that will come for this program, depart from iniquity. Anyone that will raise his voice to God in prayer, depart from iniquity. Anyone that desires that God should bless him, cease from your former ways into it. It's a sign of absolute foolishness to continue in a way that you know did not pay you before and you continue in the same way. What other class of foolishness can that be? For one to go in a way, I know this way did not pay me. Wisdom says that one should turn his way and change to the right path. Is somebody here today? You are moving into that era of showers of blessing in the name of Jesus. The devil cannot shut your heaven from showers of blessing, but sin can. Devil can't stop your blessing, but he can set you up so that you can dive into something or a misbehavior or set of misbehavior that will keep the door closed. That will keep the heavens locked and they throw the key inside River Niger. That's what sin does. As long as sin is available, showers are withheld. For as long as sin is available, showers are withheld. Devil is very smart. I know what he tries to do. He will try to set us up, to put us inside things that will allow God not to work, because he knows God cannot behold iniquity. He knows God hates evil. And anyone that does not refuse sin will soon become a refuse. If you don't refuse sin, if sin comes to you and you don't refuse it, then you become a refuse. You know what they call refuse? You never become a refuse in Jesus' name. Nobody in his right senses will go on a refuse dump and go and sleep there. Only mad people go and sleep on a refuse dump. If one continues in sin and does not quickly retrace his step, eventually the person becomes a refuse. Eventually nobody wants to have anything to do with you. If blessing is coming, sees the person, say, hey, this person, sin is there. This person, perpetual sin is there. No. I'm not going there. Your blessing will not miss road. Your blessing will not miss road. I want to believe that there was a lot of sin in the time of Job. That all the blessing of thousands of people came together and landed inside Job's house alone. All the blessing that many people should command, everything mobilized there. Since everybody is not ready, many people are not ready to do the right thing. Oh yeah, let us all of us go there. Riches go there, dollars go there, children go. That's why he had 7 sons and 3 daughters. Oh yeah, houses go there, cattle go there, axe go there. If it was present day, they would say aeroplane go there, car go there, house go there, houses everywhere go there, strength go there, wisdom go, everything goes there. Everything is coming to your own house. Every blessing I've just mentioned is coming to your own house today. But there's a requirement, uprightness. Because we are going to pray in this program. I mean, like, like never before. If you have never prayed before, you will pray in this program. You will pray. That prayer will know that you have prayed. But we must settle this foundation. We must settle this foundation. Because what is the essence of shouting? Yeah, yeah, Jehovah, oh God, yeah. And God said, do it. It's like you are doing exercise. Well done. Because what he said on the first day, you didn't do. You didn't continue. You didn't change. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And his righteousness. And his, somebody say righteousness. Because we always quote this scripture very often. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And seeking, coming to the house of God is good. God gave me this revelation, I think yesterday or so. I've been reading this scripture for forever. But God just opened my eyes to it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, comma. Like, seek ye first coming to church, comma. Then seek the righteousness of the God that you're coming to meet. And all the things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, comma. Like, come to church, or like, do night vigil, or like, fast, comma. And the righteousness attached. Then every other thing will be a walkover. Showers of blessing will be a walkover for you this time. I say it will be a walkover for you this time. Can I hear your loudest amen? We must, particularly many of us here that are youths, don't useless your youth. Don't injure your youth. Don't allow your youthful years to be mesmerized and be assassinated. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22. 2 Timothy 2, verse 22. The Bible says, flee youthful lust. Follow righteousness. Flee the things that are reigning as a youth. What's raining is that you can take your pad and browse any place. You can do that. What is raining is that you go to nightclub with bomb shorts. You can do that. What is raining is that you must carry something in the bottle. You mix it with something, and then you are going with it. You are strolling with it. Like you are strolling to hellfire with it. You can't live your life like that and expect showers of blessing. Every waster of resources is not a candidate for more resources. If you have a son and you invest $1 million into his business and he ruins the business, will you come to him and say, take 10 million? No. I know a man very close to me, a multi-billionaire. His first son is a problem. It's a problem. If you see the boy, you can never know that his father is a multi-billionaire. Gave him money several times, gave him car, he will go and use the car to do bet. He will use his car to bet. Ah! Jehovah, Kai. Drinking all sorts. And he had a younger one. I showed my wife the younger one recently. Gentle. You cannot even know that his father can command. His command. If the man writes check 5 billion, it will not draw. It will not bounce. 5 billion check. Just take this 5 billion clear. It won't bounce. Just simple boy. He saw me drop in process. The other one with these two ladies. Flee you if you want more blessings. You have received some level of blessings before. But your desire is that in 2018 you command things. You can't play the games that others are playing. You can't play the games that others are playing. If you play the Nigerian game, you suffer the Nigerian consequences. In Isaiah chapter 3, verse 10, the Bible says, say ye to the righteous. that it shall be well with him. And I say to everyone here tonight, that it shall be well with you. Quickly, as I begin to round up tonight, what are the benefits of righteous living? What do you stand to gain from living a life that will glorify God? What are the benefits of righteousness? Number one is great marriage and great children. Psalm 112, verse 1. The righteous have good children. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandment. Verse 2. Verse 2 now. His seed shall be mighty. Before his seed can be mighty, you know his marriage would have been okay. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. And his generation. Somebody say generation. I can't hear you. Because if I pray for pounds for you now, you'll be up on your chair fast. But this one is what will bring pounds. This will bring dollars. This will bring any currency you want. My father and the Lord said, he said, as I'm standing on this altar, he said, any currency you can think of, I have it in my house. I don't have to go to bank. You know the way he talks. I have it, any currency, I have it. That's what righteousness does. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. So if you live well, you have good children. Your wife will be okay. Your home will be okay. If you live okay, you are on point with the way you live, you don't have anything to fear. Number two, benefit of righteous living is supernatural wealth and riches. Psalm 112, verse 3. Verse 3. God's next verse. Verse 3, not... Wealth and riches shall be in his house. Can we read it together, everybody? Because I know, I'm not sure you are getting it. Can we go? One, two, go. Wealth. Who will wealth and riches be in his house? The righteous. Currencies, blessings shall be. See, you are not meant to live a substandard life. This is what will make you to live a standard life. Living uprightly. Living properly. Living to the glory of God. You are trusted by God and trusted by man. Wealth and riches shall be. And I speak to somebody here today. This will be your testimony. I said this will be your testimony. I said this will be your testimony. I said this will be your testimony. Among us, the rich, your name will not be missing. Among all of us, the rich, your name. Nobody came to my office yesterday after service. I don't know. I can't see the person now. That one of our friends, who they used to go together, suddenly disregarded her and now has new set of friends. Not a member of this church, but a very rich person. That's what happens. If the riches is not flowing the way it's expected, you can be segregated and maligned aside. But that will never be your portion. Yeah. Wealth and riches shall be in his house. Number three, benefit of righteous living is answered prayers. Answered prayers. 2 Chronicles 7 verse 14. 2 Chronicles 7 verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Wicked ways. Drinking is a wicked way. You know that this thing will affect your kidney. You know that this thing will affect your kidney one day. It's a wicked way. Even if it's a curse, shouldn't the curse should have stopped by now? It's a wicked way. This is a wicked way. And turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and we forgive their sins and we heal their land. God will answer your prayers. I don't have more time. I need to move very fast now. Benefit of righteous living. You can also write number three, Job 22:28. Number three, benefit. Number four, benefit of righteous living is flourishing. Every righteous person flourishes. Psalm 92:14-15. Every righteous person flourishes. You will flourish. You are sleeping. Guy. I say you will flourish. Your husband will flourish. Your wife will flourish. Your children will flourish. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. Psalm 92 verse 12. All through to verse The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like the cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. I didn't hear your amen. You know, you are inside the courts of God now, so you should flourish. And you will flourish. They shall still bring forth fruit in their old age. They are still, if they wish to have more children, they can have it. If they wish to start new companies at 80, they can start it. Hello? They are still preaching at 90. That's what the Bible is saying. They are still winning souls at 90. So all this wonder, you're already feeling tired. No. They shall still bring forth fruit at old age. They shall be fat. The fat we are talking about is not robust fatness of flesh. They are fat with blessing. Stretch your hands here. I decree to somebody here today, blessings that will make your bank account fat be released to your hands. It shall be released to your hands today. It shall be released to your hands today. He said they shall still bring forth fruit in their old age. They shall be fat and they shall be flourishing. Go on now. Go on. To show. Somebody say to show. God will make you a show. I like this part. To show. To show. God will give them blessings to show. God will give them what they desire. The sex of the baby they desire. God will give it to them to show that he's a faithful God. To show that the Lord is upright. He's my rock and there's no unrighteousness in him. Can I hear a big amen?
Amen.
Can I hear a big amen?
Amen?
Number five. What is in righteousness? Promotion. Only the righteous can be promoted fast. Ministry, business, career. You want God, you want people to promote you fast. You want God to promote you fast. In Proverbs 14 verse 34, the Bible says, righteousness exalts a nation. Sin is a reproach to any people. What is making Nigeria a problem today? Unrighteousness. A country as rich as this, where there is so much blessing, fuel is, we have it. Not that we are going, can you imagine somebody that is lacking something that you have? It's very, very terrible. Why? Some people sat down on it because they want the fuel price to go up at all costs. And if we are talking about our trillionaires, if I send one cost to them now, one of them will die tonight. But let me just keep quiet. Praise the Lord. Even my wife fears me during this period because she knows that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Number six, benefit of righteous living is preservation. The righteous is preserved. Proverbs 11 verse 3. You are always preserved. And somebody is here, you will be preserved. The integrity of the upright shall guide them. And the perverseness of the transgressor shall destroy them. You will not be destroyed. And number seven, benefit of righteous living is long life. Proverbs 10:27. When you abandon iniquity, you will live long. The fear of the Lord prolongeth days. It prolongeth days. But the years of the wicked shall be shortened. Your years will not be shortened. I say your years will not be shortened. Your years will not be shortened. I can't hear your amen very well. Your years will not be shortened. The work of sin is to shorten days. It shortened the days of Samson. Samson wasn't supposed to die when he died. It was iniquity that shortened his day. Iniquity destroyed Ananias and Sapphira. They faced a man of God like this and lied. And the first one died. He said, come, how far now? What happened? He said, is it true? The second one too died. Iniquity shortens days. And for somebody here today, you will live a very long life. You will live a very, very long life. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Rise up on your feet tonight.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.